And now let's talk about love.
When I say goodbye, it is never for long, 'cause I know our love still lives on. It'll be again exactly like it was, 'cause I believe in the power of love.
Yes, indeed, the power of love. Last week, we ended the show with a couple of lines from the song, Spread a Little Love Around. Let's pick up from there and go a little deeper into today's topic. Little love, things that make a big and lasting difference. As we continue our weekly series, Remember You Are Loved. And now we're joined by international bilingual evangelist Martha Fernandez-Sardina to talk about love. Martha is the founder and director of RememberYouAreLoved.com and Prepare the Way. Martha has served as the director of evangelization for the Archdiocese of Washington, D.C. and San Antonio, and has preached in various countries on three different continents. Good morning, Martha. Welcome back to Morning Air. Always great to be with you for yet another episode of our series, Remember You Are Loved.
Good morning, John. Always good to be with you. And I love that power scripture passage that you said, God, we are strengthened in Christ and we do all things for the glory of God.
That is one of my all-time favorites. In fact, I actually have it written down on a little sticky note under my computer to always remind me that with the Lord, all things are possible. With His grace, we can get through anything. That's why I picked this one, and it's something for all of us to meditate on. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, Martha.
Amen, especially loving. He's the one who injects in us the ability to love, as I like to say, to remind us all that we are lovable and love able because God is love.
Absolutely. Martha, how can we spread a little love around? How can we show and tell others with words and deeds, remember you are loved?
Well, you know, as you began the show last week, we ended the show with that beautiful song from Ricky Scraggs, who talks about spreading a little love around. And he talks about the little things, you know, talk to a neighbor, volunteer a favor, help out a stranger when his car's broke down, give a wife your wife a kissing when your kids talk, listen, because it makes a lovely sound. And then he goes on, you know, to make another person's day. And it seems to me, John, that a lot of times we see the big personalities, the big persons, celebrities in the church and in the world, and we think that we also must do big things. And I want to remind you all today that it's many times the little things that make a big difference. And the more we love, the more we love loving. And the more little things we do, the more we realize that even the little things can make a big difference. And that's why I often like to invite people to imagine a world full of love, of spontaneous, ongoing gestures of genuine love. If we were always in that love zone and going and doing the little things, then we would see two things: that we're able, better equipped, better strengthened by Christ to do bigger things. But also we might notice, as we see all throughout Scripture, how little things can be big in God's mind. That many times what you think is small is something big in the eyes of God.
Martha, as you're talking about doing those little things, I can't help but think of one of my favorite saints, St. Therese the Little Flower, St. Therese of Lisieux, who had the little way, and she talked about doing the little things. This is a perfect connection to our topic here today.
Absolutely. In fact, she says, do little things with great love. And St. Mother Teresa of Calcutta, also a great saint, said, not all can do great things, but we can all do small things with great love, which reminds me, going from the sublime to the mundane, in this case, as opposed to from the mundane to the sublime. Well, I guess that is how the saying goes. Winnie the Pooh, you might remember, sometimes the smallest things take up the most room in your heart. So we need to get good at doing small things. I want to mention something that some of us might remember, that poem from Robert Fulghum, where all that I really need to know I learned in kindergarten. And there are a few things there that stand out and make this point that we're talking about. And he says there, share everything, play fair, don't hit people, put things back where you found them, clean up your own mess, don't take things that aren't yours, say you're sorry when you hurt someone, wash your hands before you eat, etc. And right now, we're called to be doing those small things in an atmosphere, in a world that is upside down, where there's a lot of angst, where there's a lot of anger, where there's a lot of animosity, where things sometimes seem like they're all upended. And it's the little things that sometimes set the stage, as I was saying, for the big things. And we see that in the life of St. Thérèse of Lisieux, who became a great saint doing the little things. But I'm reminded, John, also in scripture, I always pray too, when I pray the rosary, you know how we all have our own litany of saints, and we add the ones that are of importance to us. I always pray for some reason for the intercession of Elijah and Elisha. So I wanted to mention a couple of things that stand out to me, and they've been in the readings recently. We see, for example, that Elijah visits the widow at Zarephath, and he's directed by God. There, he says, the Lord says, I've directed you to this widow, and there she will supply you with food. And this is a woman who is about to die of starvation, because when the prophet arrives and he asks her for some food, she says, I only have a little bit of oil and a little bit of flour, and I'm about to bake some cakes for my son and I, and then we're just going to sit and die. And what happens? A great miracle when the man of God says, go ahead and bake that, give me to eat, and you will see what's going to happen. And then she has plenty in a time of great want. Who would have imagined? Do you think that widow would have imagined, John, that with that little gesture, God would have done something so marvelous and supply for her and her son and the prophet for many, many months? So it's sometimes the little things that make that big difference.
Absolutely. Nothing is impossible with God. We're joined by Martha Fernandez Sardina, a Catholic evangelist, the founder of RememberYouAreLove.com. And we're talking about little love things that make a big and lasting difference in our lives. In fact, I'd like to open up our phone lines if you want to join the conversation and share how doing some of these little love things is changing your life. You've experienced it. You know what we're talking about here. You can give us a call. 888-914-9149. That's 888-914-9149. Martha, can God perform a miracle of love when we least expect it, with very little, and bless both the giver and the receiver?
Well, that's exactly what it is. It's we think sometimes that we're on the giving end, and then we end up being on the receiving end, and vice versa. And yes, the answer is yes, God can perform miracles of love in ways in which we don't expect it. And back to the scriptures, in 2 Kings 4, there's this beautiful story, and it's actually like a 3 or 4 part story, so I recommend that you all listen, that you read it, and listen to what the Lord is doing there. 2 Kings 4, we see Elisha, another great man of God, a great prophet, and he comes to another widow, and she's in great debt, and her husband has died. They're coming for her children to take them into slavery until they pay off the debt. And what does the prophet say? He says, ask your neighbors, she had a tiny bit of oil, ask your neighbors for all their empty jars and bring it in. You're going to see what God is going to do. Start pouring your oil into the jars. And she starts pouring here, and then more oil and more oil and more oil until it's all full, all these jars. And then he says, go out and sell it and now pay off your debt. So that little bit of oil multiplied with the help of the neighbors who gave her the jars. And so we see there that God is able to do with this little bit, because she gave hospitality to the prophet and asked her, what can I do for you? And then we see a second story right in there from Elisha, where Elisha keeps coming through this town, and there's a Shunammite woman who gives him hospitality. She actually says to her husband, I think he's a good man. Why don't we lodge him here? And all they do is give him a bed, a table, a chair, and a lamp. But what happens? When the prophet asks her, what can I do for you? She says, I have no child. I wish, you know, that God would bless me. And he says, you will have a child 9 months from now. And sure enough, there it is. So the gesture of giving him a bed, a table, a chair, a lamp, a little place where he could stay when he would come through town, giving him hospitality, gave her the blessing of a child. And that third part of the story there, John, in 2 Kings 4, is that then God increases and blesses the people there. And this is the reading we have this Sunday, where Elisha and the man from Baal Shalisha comes, and he only has 20 barley loaves to feed 100. And we see how through the prophet, God multiplies it, which led us, of course, this past Sunday into the Gospel of John, where Jesus, with five little loaves, fed 5,000. So he provided 50 times more with four times less than Elisha. So our God is an awesome God. He can do miracles with our few loaves and few fishes.
These are some pretty amazing miracles, both in the Old Testament and, of course, with our Lord Jesus in the New Testament. When we hear about some of these awesome miracles, and sometimes when we don't experience miracles like this in our own lives, do you think that that leads us to perhaps overlook and forget the potential power that so many little things have, especially during these times when so many people are starving for human contact and interaction?
Yes, precisely, because we don't see those miracles happen before our eyes. We don't see loaves and fishes turning, you know, to feed 5,000. So we think, well, God's never going to do a miracle in my life. In fact, I met a woman after Mass on Sunday who asked me that very question. Annie, I hope you're listening. It was great meeting you and Rosemary. Why doesn't God perform miracles? I said, well, he didn't perform miracles with everyone while he walked on earth, but we keep praying. And we have to realize that sometimes even the power of a simple smile can change somebody's world. We, especially in this world that I like to call, it's like a masquerade. We're living in a masquerade because we've all, you know, covered our faces and we don't see the smile on another person's face. And there's so much that we can communicate with our eyes, with our smile, with our expressions. As Dennis Whiteley says, a smile is the light in your window that tells others that there is a caring, sharing person inside of you. So we should smile because the world is watching. And like laughter, smiles also are contagious. When you laugh, others laugh. When you smile, other people smile. Sometimes, you know what I do, John? I see people walking, like if I'm in the shopping, you know, grocery shopping or something, and I see them with a downcast look, and I will smile, and sometimes I'll make an expression with my fingers on my face, like smile, and they do smile. And, you know, it's kind of fun to just pass on the joy of living because you don't know what other people are going through. And yes, we have had to keep, and we are still keeping in certain circles, social distancing and so forth because of the pandemic and the vestiges thereof. But still, we should be able to lose the fear of smiling, of handshaking, of hugging, of giving a helping hand figuratively and literally, and to give somebody some pocket change, including in some cases depositing money into somebody's account, which I've sometimes have some friends do that. And I've done for others as well. Sharing your little oil and your barley loaves, your loaves and fishes, you know, opening your heart and home, like the women in the Old Testament to the prophets, and doing all sorts of little and big acts of loving kindness. And those can have a huge ripple effect and sometimes multiply exponentially and be used by God in a big way. It's like John, like the widow's mite, which Jesus said, it's the least of the coins, and her offering was the smallest of them all. And yet Jesus said that it was greater than those who gave more because she gave from her want and expecting no return when others sometimes simply give from their surplus and sometimes expecting quite a bit in return. So we need to be like Martha, who gave hospitality to Jesus, who, by the way, John, her feast is coming up, so I take this personal, you know, the Feast of St. Martha in a couple of days. You know, a lot of people think that all she did was cook and complain, but she actually professed and confessed that Christ is the Lord, the Messiah, the resurrection, and the life. And even her cooking is one of the very things that we are celebrating on her feast, that the small gestures of love and hospitality toward Jesus, those things made a big difference.
It brings us back full circle to our main theme, love. It's really, that's what it's all about. Loving God, loving our neighbor, and not just loving God for no reason. You're doing it because we love him with all our heart, and we're loving our neighbor for the same reason. It doesn't matter whether we're going to be repaid or not, but in the end, if we're faithful, he will reward us.
That's exactly right. And you notice that there's another scene in the Gospels, because we see there with Martha, Mary, and Lazarus, where Mary's at his feet. We see Mary washing his and bathing his feet with perfume. And even in Luke 7, we see this woman who washes Jesus' feet with her tears. And what was it that Jesus says to Simon when he says, look at this, this public sinner here touching him? And he says, well, you didn't even have the basic signs of hospitality toward me, the little things that make a big difference. You didn't wash my feet. You didn't give me the kiss of peace. You didn't anoint my head with oil. But look, she has washed my feet in tears. She has wiped them with her hair. She's not stopped kissing my feet. From the time I arrived, she's anointed my feet with perfume. And here's where the little things make a big difference. Because of her great love, her many sins have been forgiven, because that's the way it happens. The little things make a big difference. And God is the one who's going to repay us, John, as we see in Proverbs 19:17, that kindness to the poor is a loan to the Lord. He will repay the lender. In other words, when you do a kindness to another, and that applies not only to the physically or materially poor, it most certainly does, but also those who are spiritually poor, who are spiritually deprived, those who are emotionally deprived, those who are longing for a gesture of human love, God will repay. We see that also in Hebrews 6:10, for God is not unjust. He will not overlook. He will not forget your work and the love that you showed for the sake and serving saints. So that's the call. The Lord will reward us. We see it clearly also in Matthew 25, and invite people to read that. And I want to end with this. As we see in Aesop, no act of kindness, no matter how small, is ever wasted. So love is never wasted. Love it forward. Do something. Even if it's small today, it might make a big difference in the eyes and in the lives of others. Like that poem or that story that we hear of a little boy who was throwing starfish back into the sea, and a man sees him and says, do you understand that it's not going to make a difference? There are thousands of them. And the little boy said, it's sure going to make a difference to this one.
Beautiful stories, powerful scriptures that you refer to. And I can't help but think of our Lord saying to Simon Peter, do you love me more than these? Mm. He's going to ask us that very question. Do you love me? And that's what it's all about. That's why we're talking about love with you every week here, Martha.
That's right. We must show the Lord our love in small and in big ways, and show our neighbor our love in small and big ways. And you will see how your neighbor and your God, our God, the one and only God, will show you his great love in small and in big ways. And that's the encouragement that we make to every single one of you, to spread a little love around.
Thanks so much, Martha, as always. MarthaFernandezSardina.com, and remember, youareloved.com. Thanks again.
Thank you, brother. And remember, you are loved.
You are loved. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, Relevant Radio CEO Father Francis Hoffman, Father Rocky, will be with us to talk about marriage insurance. You're not going to want to miss this. Stay tuned. There's much more to come on this edition of Morning Air here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
Volunteer a favor, help out a stranger when his car's broke down, take your wife a kissing, when your kids talk, listen, it makes a lovely sound.